And here we are, at the place you wanted to see so badly, Sunken Harbor's most popular little bar, the Stone's Throw Pub. Well, they call it the Stone's Throw because it's only a stone's throw from the Sunken Harbor train station. I know you wanted to step inside for a little day drinking, and I'm tempted to join you, but it wouldn't come off so well if folks saw me, their mayor, drinking this early in the day. Perhaps I'll join you later, but I'll just stick to my Diet Coke for now, thank you. Oh, you go on, get whatever you like, it's on me. Oh, that's right. Just tell them to put it on Mayor Diana Belfair's tab. Just don't go too crazy in there. Maybe nothing too high off the top shelf, if you don't mind. Tell Romeo the bartender I said hi. Oh, and don't you stay all cooped up indoors in the bar. It's a beautiful day, after all, and the Strawberry Festival is in full swing.
All right, Romeo, let me settle up.
Romeo, I need a drink.
Derek!
Sheldon, Jay Sheldon, Jay.
Sheriff Ulster was just here looking for you.
I don't care, it's all over.
Derek, old man, what's wrong?
I lost her, I lost my Beth. I'm all alone now.
I'm so sorry, Derek.
My condolences, Mr. Hobney.
Just got back from the hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry, really. Romeo, some whiskey, please.
Mr. Hobney, I'm really so sorry to hear about your daughter. I know the pain involved with the loss of a loved one is immeasurable, beyond any kind of quantification. Please forgive me for what I'm about to ask you, but it's extremely important and lives may depend on it. The pieces you sculpted for Simon Perdido.
That bastard!
Rabbi, you don't think that...
Yes, he is a real piece of work who needs to be dealt with very swiftly. I need you to tell me something.
Rabbi, this man has just lost his daughter.
Mr. Sheldon, we don't have time! I need a piece of paper, something. Okay, this bar napkin will do. Pen right here. Okay, look at what I just drew on this napkin. Do you recognize it? Mr. Hobney, please look at the napkin. Do you recognize the symbol?
Yes, I do.
When you made those sculptures from clay, part of your instruction was to inscribe this letter, this symbol somewhere on the body of the sculptures, wasn't it?
Yes.
How many sculptures did you make?
Two. I started on the third, but I didn't finish.
I need you to tell me exactly where you engraved those symbols on those sculptures.
It was different for each one.
Derek Hobney.
Yes.
We've been looking for you.
You have?
I'm afraid you'll have to come with me.
Sheriff, his daughter has just passed.
Damn it, I know that, Sheldon! You'd better not say a word.
Mr. Hobney? I think I know what this is about. I can explain.
I just need to ask you some questions.
I had nothing to do with it, I swear it.
No one's saying anything.
He may have made it look like I did, but I didn't.
All right. Come with me, Mr. Hobney. Come with me.
Was that? That bastard, Simon! Simon! Simon!
Poor Derek. Bastard is right. The right bastard he is.
We need to know where the olive is engraved.
I'm 100% positive there is an olive somewhere on Simon's body.
I'm 200% positive. We have to find him.
As long as Simon is around, all the bad things are going to get worse. Much worse.
That's why he has to be stopped, Annie.
He's been showing his silly putty face all over town. I'd scream and shout, but who would listen? I've seen him going up and down the fork, hanging around the farm stands, doing God knows what. Oh, please, God, don't let him spoil our strawberry festival.
I think we should visit those farm stands, then.
Better yet, the strawberry festival.
Thank you. right, this kid here's in the lead. Whose balloon's gonna go pop? But wait, this guy might have a chance still. Oh, oh, oh! And we got a winner! Here you go, kid. Pick your prize. This plastic slinky or this really neat light-up keychain? Sorry, kid. This one might need a new battery.
Sir. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, how did I miss you? Simon, right? How's it going, Simon? I know you're probably wondering what I'm doing here working carnival games when I got my karate dojo, but I...
Cobra, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, if you're asking about an exchange or refund, I'm sorry. All prizes and stuff are, you know...
No. I was just going around with some free samples of some jam I made from my strawberries. Here, kids, help yourselves. There you go. Enjoy. You're welcome. Everyone is going crazy for my strawberries this year.
Wait, thanks, but I'm not really a fruit guy.
I have a couple of trays. I'll throw you a few dollars if you leave a few here on your game counter for people to sample.
Really? How much are we talking?
Here's a 20.
You got it, partner.
Do me a favor, though, and lead by example. Show the kids how tasty my jam is.
Hey, for 20 bucks, I'll eat the paper cup, too.
Whatever you have to do. Seriously, take a little taste. I know you're not a fruit guy, but I think this might sway you.
All right.
What do you think? Pretty tasty, huh?
It's pretty good. I didn't expect it to taste so good.
What's that? What did you say?
It's good. I didn't expect it to taste so good.
I couldn't hear you. Please repeat what you just said.
It's good. I didn't expect it to taste so good.
Again.
It's good. I didn't expect it to taste so good.
Once more.
It's good. I didn't expect it to taste so good.
Take a break for a moment, Cobra. I'd like to speak with you.
I apologize for hanging up on you like that earlier, Mayor Belfour.
Well, now, you see? You see how happy this little festival makes our little town? I think this simple little gathering might be the best thing we have going.
It is special.
Yes. Yes, it is. We have to do all we can to protect it.
Protect it from what exactly?
Scandal. Ugliness. The awfulness and the troubles we all have to endure in our lives.
Mayor Belfour. Derek Hobney is in custody. He's our murder suspect. Does that mean anything to you?
Should it?
Why did he send that statue to your home?
It was from him? The package had no return address. How should I know?
He says it was sent on behalf of Simon Perdido.
Well, that's news to me as well.
Mayor Belfour, you're up for election next year.
And so are you.
Yeah. I think you need to level with me.
I told you, I don't understand what's happening myself.
Yet you seem reluctant to reveal some things. If there was a fire in my home, and I feared someone was killed on the premises, I know I would want the investigation to be a lot more...
My personal life is my personal life, Sheriff. To the best of my knowledge, I have not committed any crime or broken a single law. What's the matter, then? Would you like to take me in for questioning?
You're leaving me fewer and fewer alternatives, Diana.
You should take in more of the festival, Sheriff. It'll be over before you know it.
It might get to a point where this will all be out of my hands, Diana. I'm only saying this because, while we've had our moments, I've always had a lot of respect for you. Please. Don't let it get to that point.
All right, who's it gonna be? Look at those balloons blowing up. Hit the target, kids! You gotta hit the target! Who's gonna win the big prize? Whoa! Look at the size of that balloon! Reminds me of my old Aunt Barbara's...
Cobra?
Yeah, What about it, Sheldon? Can't you see I'm in the middle of something over here?
I didn't know that you were working.
I'm out here for the community, working some of the games and rides at the festival. You know, for the kids. What are you doing?
You haven't seen that fellow Simon around, have you?
Yeah, he was just here a little while ago. You know, it takes a lot for me to eat anything fruity-related, but, you know, he put me onto the strawberry jam. You gotta try it. Go on, have some. Got some free samples right here. It's the best you ever tasted.
I see a lot of seeds in there. Strawberry seeds are quite bad for my digestion.
Rabbi?
I would love to take a sample. Oh, wait, though. Do you know if it's kosher?
Well, I couldn't say for sure, but...
Then I'm sorry, I'll have to pass.
How long ago was Simon here, Cobra?
I don't know. Half hour ago? Oh, look, there he is. That's him, right? Did he just go into the funhouse? What's he going in there for? I mean, it's not supposed to be open until tomorrow night.
We should go over there and ask what he's doing.
Yeah, if you don't mind. I mean, not that I care. I can't speak for the other carnies, but I doubt there weren't anybody playing around in there. Oh, we got a winner! All right, buddy. Looks like you won yourself this really cool set of Dracula teeth. Oh, wait a second. These are a little wet. I think somebody might have used these. Wait, hold on a minute, kid. Alrighty, gonna take a break from this game here, but I'm gonna be operating a scrambler ride over there. If anybody wants the thrill of a lifetime, step right up.
All right, Cobra. Thanks.
Let's walk over there.
All right. Let's be careful. Some of these things have just happened now. I saw them in the dream I had last night.
What things?
A balloon popping, carnival lights, a funhouse.
What else?
They were just random images. Sometimes my dreams are like musical cues or clues.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Rabbi, wait a little, please. You're walking too fast.
You're walking too slow. There is some urgency here, no?
I'm not as young as you are, you know.
Here's the entrance. Shall we go in?
No one's looking, are they?
Doesn't seem so.
Oh, my.
You don't have to come in with me.
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's called White Knight Syndrome, Mr. Sheldon. You are an acute sufferer.
And you're just cute. Excuse me. Sorry, Rabbi, it just slipped out.
You're both adorable. Please, come in.
Simon.
Come in.
Quite an interesting place to hide, Simon.
I'm not hiding. The lights are all on. I'm standing right here where you can see me. Come in.
Quite a different place this funhouse is with the lights on, huh? Pretty dull and drab looking. But it's incredible how magical a place can become once you add a little darkness to it.
There's still plenty of darkness while you're here, Simon.
Was that supposed to be an insult? I can't tell.
We know what's going on, Simon. This is Rabbi Rachel Berman. She has a very keen understanding of ancient Kabbalistic rituals. I don't mean to be so forward, but what on earth has happened to your face, man?
I don't know. What's the story with your own skin? That green, scaly skin you don't want anyone to know about? Isn't that right, Shelley?
You shut up!
Easy, Mr. Sheldon. Simon, I may not know who you are exactly, but I'm pretty certain I know what you are.
Oh, I like her, Sheldon. I like her. Go on. I'm listening.
We've been to the Wenzel property. We saw the clay you want to use for making golems like yourself. We deactivated a golem that tried to attack us.
Us? It attacked me.
You deactivated it?
Yes.
Damn it. Well, that was a pretty crude example, one I tried to make on my own. I'm not much of a sculptor, as you may have noticed.
Golems, making golems.
Pretty clever, huh?
I've never heard of a golem that could speak and think as you do.
Maybe I'm version 2.0, assuming I am what you say that I am.
The mark of the Aleph is somewhere on your body, Simon. Derek Hobney has told me where it is.
What? What about it?
Sheldon. Hold him, Sheldon! Don't let go of him!
I've got him! Go for it!
All right, you! It's over!
Let me go, you son of a...
I've got him! Just like I thought! He's stiff! He's weak! He doesn't have his strength!
You don't know it! But if you don't let me go, someone is going to die!
He's full of it! Where is it?
Oh, who's full of it? I thought you knew!
Don't worry, I'll find it! Hold him up straight, Sheldon!
Okay. Someone is going to die! Very soon, but you can prevent it, Sheldon.
Don't listen to him!
Cobra is operating the scrambler ride. He forgot to fasten the safety bar on one of the cars. I made sure that he forgot.
Obviously, he's lying. Hold him! I'll find it, and I'll erase it! And you!
The scrambler!
ride. Yes, the Scrambler. One seat is not secure. It will be starting up in just a moment. If you hesitate much longer, it will be too late. A young person will be hurled from the car. A young person. A young person with flesh as ripe as the sweet flesh of the strawberry.
Rabbi!
He's lying!
Rabbi, that was in my dream. It was very vivid.
Yes. Yes, it was, wasn't it?
The word scrambler and the sounds of screaming. Awful high-pitched screaming.
Don't you let him go, Sheldon! Sheldon!
Everybody! Everybody, get out of the way! Move! Turn off the ride! It isn't safe! Turn it off! Cobra! Cobra, there's one seat!
You get away from there!
What's your problem, jackass? Hey, get your hands on board!
Sheldon, get away from there! You don't know what you're doing! God! Sheldon, I warned you!
Sheldon! Sheldon, get up, Sheldon!
I stopped it then.
I've had it with you, Sheldon! I've really had it with you! I've never had to do this, but I'm taking you in! And I swear this time, we're gonna have you evaluated!
Didn't you hear me? The man, he forgot to lock me in. He forgot.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Sweetheart, I'm so sorry. Come here.
What the hell is going on here?
It's all right. She's safe.
Thank God. I almost didn't get there in time.
Great work, Mr. Sheldon.
Rabbi, did he...
So, you saved the day.
Don't tell me. That look on your face. Oh, dear. He got away, didn't he?
Who got away?
Simon Perdido. He's really fixed us good this time, but there was no other choice.
Rabbi Berman?
Hello, Mayor Belfair.
I'd really appreciate it if someone would tell me what the hell is going on here.
Simon Perdido, you must know by now.
I've been keeping tabs on him.
That's not enough. He's extremely dangerous. How many times do I have to explain?
I have not one shred of material evidence to arrest him for anything.
Then you aren't looking hard enough.
Mr. Sheldon, you need to calm down. You're scaring the children.
Rabbi Berman, you tell them. They'll listen to you.
Listen to me about what?
Simon, damn it all.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sheldon. I don't know what on earth you're talking about. Sheriff Ulster? Mayor Belfair, I'm sorry, but I must be on my way. I hope the rest of the festival this weekend is a great success. I shall help by promoting it to my congregation, of course. Good evening.
Goodbye, Rabbi Berman.
Goodbye, Rabbi. I'm sorry that you almost got mixed up in all of this.
Oh, no trouble at all.
Rabbi! Blasted, you walk so damned fast, Rabbi.
What do you want?
What just happened back there?
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
It's sundown and it's the Sabbath. I'm done for today.
Oh, you can't be serious. Why? Why did you humiliate me like that back there? What was that all about?
I am a leader in this community. I can't afford to be perceived as a crackpot.
So that's it. You're done, just like that.
I said I was done for today.
So you'll still help me?
I don't know if I need your help, but if we're going to get anything done together, we're going to do it my way. Is that understood?
Yes, of course. Maybe we could talk about it over dinner.
Did you just ask me out on a date?
I don't know. Did I? Oh, dear.
Please keep your distance. People can still see you following me. I'll call you on Sunday and tell you what I know. Until then, just try to stay out of trouble.
Hello?
Yes, speaking. Yes, I had a fire in my living room. Oh, yes, no, thank God we put it out in time. No one was hurt. Yes, I looked at your catalog, and, I would like to use this unfortunate incident as an opportunity to freshen up the room. Get rid of the rest of the old wallpaper that we've had for so long. Perhaps go with a nice cream color. I think I'd like that. Something serene. I'm open to whatever you might suggest. Yes, I can send you the dimensions. I would love to get an estimate. Yes, hi, I will send that right over. Great, thank you. Goodbye.
Cream? Really? Cream?
Mother! You're awake.
Of course I'm awake. It's after 2 p.m. You're not turning that room into a lunatic cell. I don't care how cracked you are.
So, we're talking now. Can I come in?
What's stopping you?
Well, you locked me out.
Well, my door is open now.
It is?
Yes.
Are you still angry with me? Mother, did you hear me? Are you still mad at me? Mother? Mother, you're not in here. Where are you?
Where am I?
Where is your voice coming from?
I'm right here.
Your voice? It's coming from... Are you inside the wall?
I'm right here.
Now I hear your voice above me, in the ceiling.
I'm right here.
Where are you? Mother! Mother, I'm losing my mind, aren't I?
Why did you leave me behind, Diana? Why? You could never get rid of me so easily.
Where is she, then? Where is her mother?
Sometimes I tire of your questions.
Did you ever consider that I might grow weary of your answers?
Sometimes it is better to just stand and watch. In a short time, everything will reveal itself. In the meantime, here, have a strawberry.
Do you really have to hurt me? someone. Oh, if you got to make a fool, if you make a fool of somebody. Oh, if you make a fool of someone. Don't hurt me, 'cause I'm the one that will worry.
Before we part, we'd like to welcome our resident poet, Professor Emeritus Dr. David Linton, to read a selection of his own verse.
Praise be. Why do we feast? What purpose the festival? What is there to celebrate? Is there reason to contemplate? We rush to the fair, the market square, to see who's there, to show we care. We cherish the rituals. The Feast of Assumption, an excuse for consumption. The funeral dirge, our families converge. We blow out some candles and recite family scandals. We kneel and we pray in hope for the day will eventually give way to some glory that may bring us riches and joy. Be it bris or baptism, confirmation or confession, Halloween or Hanukkah, Tet or Lent, Purim or Palm Sunday. We make a toast to the Holy Ghost, pour gravy all over the baking roast, wait for groundhogs, paint eggs, hang stockings, trim trees, and make offerings of money for the sake of the Easter Bunny. We eat the wafer and drink from the cup, bless the meal before we sup, give grateful thanks to the magic fairies, and pour some cream on our strawberries.
Oh, there you are. I was wondering where you wandered off to this time. Are you okay? If you don't mind my saying it, you look a bit paler than you did earlier. Really, are you all right? You seem a little shaken. Well, I hope you enjoyed your stay with us at Sunken Harbor and that you had fun at our famous strawberry festival. What's that? You say you keep hearing these voices. How many times must I tell you? There's nothing strange or sinister there. That was just James Reeser as Mr. J. Sheldon, Alan LaForest as Simon Perdido, Casey LaForest as Rabbi Rachel Berman, Michael Pate as Cobra Kleinman and the One Who Asks, Eric Davy Gislason as Sheriff Ulster, Mary Murphy as Lynn Belfair and Annie, David Linton as Derek Hobney, and the voice of the One Who Tells was Gustavo Rodriguez. Someone said Ali Silva is a marvelous maven of mystery. So I suppose I'm flattered that she did her best to play me, Mayor Diana Belfair. And what about that gorgeous song? Well, that was the amazing Ms. Martina De Silva performing at the Sunken Harbor Park Bandstand, accompanied by Nico Slater. The song was If You Gotta Make a Fool of Somebody by Rudy Clark. Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival, the Scrambler, was written and researched by Sylvan Sandovar. The production was directed by Holly Payne Strange. Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed the theme music. The musical score was improvised by Nico Slater. The sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. The technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard, and the production coordinator is Bronte Shane Orengo. I have to say, this is a pretty darn good show, so listen to your friend, Mayor Belfair, and cast Fireside Mystery Theater, that vote of confidence, by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a rating and review for the show there. Hey, I'm almost a Luddite, and even I managed to do it. So can you. Every rating and review you leave for this show allows this fine group of youngsters to keep casting their pods on the worldwide whatever it is they call it these days. So just do it, okay? Oh, and what's this? Oh, thank you. My assistant just handed this memo to me. I see. It says here that by going to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch, listeners can purchase all sorts of cool swag with the Fireside Mystery Theater logo emblazoned upon it. You can get t-shirts, mugs, smartphone cases. If only they sold tote bags. Wait, they do sell tote bags. I'm going to order one of those for myself then. Wow, well, there are just too many different products listed here to choose from. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. I hear there may be some sales coming up, so stay tuned. This is your own humble and devoted public servant, Mayor Diana Belfair, signing off. Well, yes, I suppose I am a bit sad that this is the last time I get to tell you to mind the shadows. I may just have to try to pepper my everyday conversation with that. Anyway, do be sure to come back to see us soon here in our lovely little town of Sunken Harbor.